Okay, our boys, let's begin. Let us learn the laws of the Sfira.
Make sure you mute everybody, please.
Okay, let's learn the basic laws of Sfiras. Number one, we have to remember the laws of Sfira, according to most Pesachim, is only Midrabanan. Bizman Azeh, Sfiras Ha'omer, according to most Pesachim, is Midrabanan, because it depends on the bringing of the Omer. Being that Bizman Azeh, we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, we did not bring the Omer on the second day of Pesach. Therefore, it's Zecher LeMikdash. It's a Mitzvah Midrabanan. Being that it's a Mitzvah Midrabanan, a lot of different things are going to be affected by that fact. As we go through some of the halachas, we'll explain. Okay, the first thing we have to, let's discuss the minhagim. The minig is to make the bracha standing. Okay, the minig is the hakpada, because it says, I forgot the exact reason, it says the word amida in the parasha of the Omer, and that requires us to stand. Bachel chermesh bakoma. When the koma means the grain, the standing grain. But Chazal, for whatever reason, they take the word koma as an indication of drasha that the mitzvah of counting the Omer should be done in a standing position. Okay, 1 second.
Even in quarantine, especially in quarantine, because
now that we're in quarantine, no one's watching, we have a tendency to do things that we would ordinarily not do, we would do differently, so we have to be especially careful to stand and do it correctly. Okay, now we learned, when we daven, this is very interesting in our situation. When we daven, come to shul, it's time daven ma'arif. So what is the procedure? We daven Ma'ariv first, and after Ma'ariv, we count the Sefira. Why? Why not count Sefira first, and then daven Ma'ariv? So what's the answer? Tadir, v'she'enoi tadir, tadir koidem. Isn't that a basic principle? Okay, tadir, v'she'enoi tadir, tadir koidem, that's why we do it first. There's another reason. This is what we said before, is that being that Sfiras Omer is only midrabanan, and when we daven Ma'ariv, we will recite Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema is De'oraisa, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and in addition, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the parasha of Vayomer. We mentioned Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's also a mitzvah de'oraisa. So in Ma'ariv there are two de'oraisas, and if it's an Eis Tzara, then davening can also possibly be a de'oraisa. So davening could be possibly a de'oraisa, and Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim is certainly a de'oraisa, and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is de'oraisa. But Sefir is only midrabanan, so it's a given. We're going to daven Ma'ariv first and do the deraisas before we do the derabanan of Sfiras Ha'omer. That's why the normal, and in addition to that, we have the other reason of tadir, v'she'enoi tadir, tadir koidem. So that's why we do it in this order. Now here comes the dilemma. Let's say you come into shul and you come late. Or let's say you go to a minion factory where you're coming in to daven Ma'ariv at 9:15, and the Ma'ariv of 9 o'clock is now, you come early, so you walk into the shul at 9:14 or 9:13, and the minyan that from 9 o'clock is now finishing up Sefiras Ha'omer. It's a very common shaila. People who go to a shul where there are multiple minyanim, and you're waiting to begin in the next minyan, and while you are waiting, they are now counting Sefira. Question, since right now in front of you they're counting Sfira, maybe in this instance you should count Sfira with them before you daven Ma'ariv. So this indeed is a very interesting question, what you should do. And the truth is, it's not so simple, because many Pesachim say that Sfira is not connected to Ma'ariv. Sfira is nothing to do with Ma'ariv. We daven Ma'ariv, and we count Sfira after Ma'ariv, only because of Tadir v'she'ena Tadir Kaidim, or because of the Raisa Drabanan. But if you're in a situation where right in front of you, it's just being presented right in front of you, the opportunity to count Sfira with a Tzibur together, so why not? Why should you wait to count Sfira after Ma'ariv when they're doing it right in front of you? So this is not so clear, it's not so simple what a person should really do when you come into shul and they are counting Sfira from the previous minute while you're waiting to daven Ma'ariv. The simple thing to do is not to count Sfira. The oil limiting oil limit is to wait to count Sfira, like normal, to do it together with the minyan that you're planning to join. That appears to be, I guess, the more normal, level-headed thing to do. Order. You follow order. The order is you coming to daven Ma'ariv. That was your plan to begin with. This is not your minyan. My minyan is the next minyan, and that's what you're supposed to do. Now, there is a variation of this shaila regarding a person who davens a very long Shemona Esrei. And you know, this used to happen to me. I don't daven a long Shemona Esrei. It's just that the minyan that I used to daven Ma'ariv, they daven Ma'ariv so fast, I just can't keep up. I can't get the words out of my mouth that quickly. So it happened very often that when they were counting Sefira, I was still finishing up my Shemona Esrei. And then when I would privately do my Sefira Sa'omer, I would make a mistake and count the wrong day. And I would not realize my mistake until the next day. This happened to me a few times. Okay, because when you dive in the minyan, they dive in so fast. Speedy Gonzalez. They dive in so fast, you're not going to be saying it together with the Tzibur. You got to be very careful to make sure you count the right day. Today, with all these apps and all these reminders, it's a lot easier. Okay, you have all this, some very, very, a lot of different technologies certainly done justice to make sure that we don't forget to count Sefira if you take advantage of all of the reminders that people are willing to send you to say, count Sefira. But going back to our topic, what happens if a person has a custom, person davens a very long Shemona Esrei, and he comes to this situation, he comes to shul, and the previous minyan is finishing up Ma'ariv, and they are now about to count Sefira. And he knows, oh, look at this, I can now count Sefira together with a Tzibur, because if I wait until 9:15 and begin to daven Ma'ariv with the next minyan, I'm going to daven a long Shemona Esrei, and when the Tzibur will be reciting Sefira, I will still be in the middle of my Shemona Esrei, and it will require me to count Sefira privately. So maybe now I should take advantage and count Sefira together with the Tzibur. Or do we say no? Do we say, since the proper procedure is Tadir v'she'enoi Tadir Kaidem, or you have a Doraisa and a Midrabanan, you have to follow the rules, Doraisa first, Midrabanan second. So just because you will end up counting Sefira as a Yochid, because you're going to daven a long Shemona Esrei, so that's the way it is. It's not proper to go and take advantage and to join the Tzibur, to count Sfira early Bitzibur, when you're going to be violating Tadir v'she'ena Tadir and Doraisa before Drabanan. What is the crux of the issue? Is there an inyan to count Sfira Berabim? The essence of the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer is Usifartem Lochem. Every single individual has to count Sfira on his own. This is a dilemma. A lot of the things about Sfira Sa'omer are dilemmas that there is no resolution. Is there an inyan in Sfira Sa'omer to count together as a group of Berov Am Hadras Melech? We know when it comes to a minyan, you have to have 10 people because a Davar Shabbat Kedusha. needs 10 people. Once there are 10 people, the more, if you have even more people, it's even better. We apply a principle of Berov Am Hadras Melech. But is there such a principle of Berov Am Hadras Melech when it comes to Sefira? It's not Pirsume Nisa. By Megillas Esther, we have an Indian of having a lot of people for Megillas Esther because of Berov Am Hadras Melech. Whenever you have a Davasha Bekidusha, once you need a Davasha Bekidusha, 10 people or quorum, then we trigger Berov Am Hadras Melech. Megillas Esther is not necessarily Davasha Bekidusha. You can count women. Women can be part of the 10 people by Megillas Esther. It's the only time you have such a principle where women combine to a minion by Megillas Esther to make the bracha to lane it with all of the dinim of its tzibur, because the Megillah, there's a din of Persume Nisa. Persume Nisa, so the more the merrier. Davar Shabbi Kedusha, the more the merrier. But there's absolutely no difference in the way we count Sfira as an individual versus the way we count Sfira as a tzibur. So therefore, the question is, in this situation, you come to shul, let's assume that the proper thing to do when you want to do two things together, when a person wants to do two things, I want now to daven Ma'ariv and I want to count Sefira. Oh, you want to do two things? There's a halacha. The halacha states, Tadir v'she'enoi tadir, tadir koidem. The halacha states, Daraisa, Darabanan, Daraisa comes first. Okay, that's when everything else is equal. But here, if I'm going to follow the rules of Tadir v'she'enoi tadir, tadir koidem, or follow the rule, Daraisa first, Darabanan second, I'm going to lose out on the ability to recite Sefira with a tzibur. Because I know that I will be davening a long Shemoneh Esrei, either by choice or because I just can't get my lips to move as quickly as the majority of the people in this shul, and I will be stuck in the middle, and I'll have to do it by Yechidus. What is the halacha in this case? This is an unresolved question. This is a dilemma which borders upon the principle, is there an inyan of Berov Am Hadras Melech by the midst of Sfira, where the Pasuk says, Usafartem Lochem. Lochem means every single individual has an independent obligation. It's not like Shemitah and Yovel. By Shemitah and Yovel, Yechidim, individuals, have no obligation to count the years. Oh, this is the second year in the Shemitah cycle. This is the third year. There is a din that the Bez Din has to count the years of the Shemitah cycle, but not the individual. By Sfiras HaOmer Chazal of a drasha, that the individual has to count every single day. So if you now, take, Levine, yes.
What about on the Sfira question, why don't we mention Zoriz? You want to do the mitzvah quickly.
Well, you have two mitzvahs in front of you. Let's discuss now. We're going to come to your question in a moment, a variation of what you're suggesting. But let's look at this very specific instance. A person walks into the Beis HaKnesses at 9 o'clock at night. My intent is to do two things now. I want a daven Ma'ariv, which includes Kriya Shema and that, which is a Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim and Zichrias Yetzias Mitzrayim, and I also want to count Sefira. So there's a halacha. If you right now have intent to do two things, Tadir v'she'enu Tadir, Tadir Koidem. Number two, one is a Daraisa, one is a Drabanan. You do the Daraisa first. Okay, fine. So if I now walk into shul at 9 o'clock, and this is what I want to do at this moment in time, I should daven Ma'ariv first, and then I should count Sefira. I have a unique situation. I know that I'm going to daven a long Shemoneh Esrei. And by the time I get to Sfira, I'm going to be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and I'm going to have to count Sfira as an individual when it's all over by myself. But look at this. The previous minyan at this moment in time is finishing up. So even though I now want to go do both of these things, and in literally 60 seconds, I'm going to start the process of Ma'ariv and then Sfira, which is the halacha. But I can chaperein and do it the wrong way, because I'll have the advantage of counting the Sefira with a tzibur. So if you are of the opinion that says that there is a principle of Berov Am Hadras Melech by Sefira Sa'oimer, then yes, that would make a difference. Indeed, you should count Sfir right now and then daven Ma'arif. But if you are of the opinion that there is absolutely nothing gained by counting Sfir Barabim, the mitzvah of Sfir is purely a din on every single individual. Out of convenience, we just do it together in order to remember and in order to make sure everyone counts the correct day, the Shliach Tzibur, he says the day, and we count the correct day. That's why we do it together. It's only convenient. It's a convention. It's not because that's the halacha. Then no. Then right now, you walked into this shul with a kavana to daven Ma'arif and to count Sefirah. There is an obligation for you to do it the right way. Chazal say, you don't even know there's a minyan finishing up. You don't know that. I walked into shul with a kavana. We're going to do two things now. We're going to daven Ma'arif and we're going to count Sefirah. There's a Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you want to do two things, there's an order. Tadir v'sha'ena tadir koidim. Don't now go chaparai into the minyan and go and count Sefirah. That's not the right thing to do. You do things the way you're supposed to do things. But if you have a good excuse, because I'm gonna be lacking in Berov Am, okay, so then maybe you should break the rules, because that is more than that is a consideration. If the halacha tells us that there is such a principle of Berov Am with regard to Sfiras Omer, and that is debatable, because there's really no difference the way we count Sfira as a Yachid versus the way we count it as a Tzibur. There are many, when you lay in the Megillah as a Yachid, do you take the Megillah and roll it up on the Bima? Roll it as an Igeres? No, you don't. Do you have to stand when you lay in the Megillah? When you lay in it privately? No. When you lay in the Megillah publicly, there are different sets of rules. You have to stand and you have to roll it in a certain way. And according to some, you make a bracha mikra Megillah. You don't make the bracha lishmoya if you're laying it. Let's say there's a woman laying it. The bracha must be mikra, not lishmoya. And what the bracha at the end is a machlokes. Do you make the bracha at the end or not? L'chol ha'deis, when you have a minyan, you make the bracha at the end. If you don't have a minyan, some hold you don't make the bracha at the end. There's a difference between laying for a yachid, laying for a tzibur. But when it comes to when it comes to davening, of course there's a difference. You can't say Kaddish, you can't say Baruch Hu, you can't say Kedusha, unless you have a minyan. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, think about it. Is there any difference the way you count Sfira as a Yachid versus the way you count it as a Tzibur? Nothing. If there's no difference the way you do it, so if there's no, even Kriya Shema, there's a difference. Kriya Shema, if you do it as a Yachid, you don't say Kel Melech Naman, you rely upon the Shas to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. It's a different type of Kabbalah. There are different rules when you do it B'yachid, do it B'rabim. So there's a din of Berov Am Aras Melech. Whoever told you by Sfira Simon there's such a thing? There's a difference. We happen to do it together out of convenience. If you hold that it's convenience, then no, you're not allowed to say Sfira. You have to daven Ma'arif first, and you'll say Sfira privately later on. But if you hold that there is a din, oh, then there's something to talk about. Okay, now here's your question. Your question is as follows. Let's take a step back. Are you allowed to eat dinner before you count Sefirah? Well, go look what goes on in this world. I can't tell you what's going on this year because no one's going to shul this year. But back in the olden days, in the Friedrich Doris, when we used to daven with a minion. So remember those days? We used to actually, it was such a time. We would go to shul and we would daven Ma'arev with a minyan. So in those days, you know, I would daven Ma'arev, no, I'm personally 9:30. Did I eat before davening Ma'arev 9:30? Sometimes. Sometimes, yes, sometimes not. So if you eat dinner, how are you allowed to eat dinner? How are you allowed to put food in your mouth before you do a mitzvah? If there's a mitzvah upon you, you have no permission to put any food in your mouth until you do that mitzvah. You can't eat before you recite Kriya Shema. You can't eat before you daven Ma'arif. What kind of business is this? It's Shaloi Kehalacha. Even a half an hour before the Zman of Kriya Shema begins, you're not allowed to eat. So what's going on? So we all rely upon a very extreme leniency. And this leniency is really heavy-duty It's a very big leniency. The whole world relies upon this. You appoint a guardian, a shomer, a guardian. Now, do you have a mark? You have a guardian telling you to remind you every single night? Your wife reminds you every single night to go daven ma'ariv? You don't have a guard.
We say svira together.
Okay, but let's talk about ma'ariv first. If a guardian, what guardian? Who's the guardian? Zman. Being that we live in a society today, we live in a society where we have set times to daven ma'ariv. We have a schedule. We go every night, 9:30, 10 o'clock, 8, whatever it is. You have a seder hayoim. That is equivalent to a shomer. So therefore, today we are extremely lenient. We eat, we drink, we engage in activities. We don't even think about it. Oh, I'll daven ma'ariv later. Because being that we have set times to daven, that serves in place of a shomer. Sfira Sa'ir is the same thing. Me'ekar Hadin, you're not allowed to count Sfira. You're not allowed to eat before you count Sfira. So how come everyone does it? People eat before they count Sfira. A shomer, we have set times to daven. Now, where is the nafkamina? The nafkamina is in today, when we are not davening ma'ariv with a minyan. And in fact, I mean, you have to, everyone unfortunately has a different, I don't know, some people, you have to be very disciplined every night, you have a schedule, and you daven b'chidus, you daven ma'ariv exactly 9:30. You know people like that? I don't know, I hope there are people like that who are keeping this world standing, because many people now are in such a state of confusion, they literally don't even know what day of the week it is. Okay? They don't know what time it is. Some people tell me, there's no day and there's no night. They just stay up the whole night, or they go to sleep, and they just go in like these cycles. Doesn't matter. Day, night. They're home. There's no minyanim. There's nowhere to go. So what difference does it make if I go to sleep 3 o'clock, I go to sleep 4 o'clock, I wake up 9 o'clock, I daven mincha this time, I daven ma'ariv 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. It's just a continuous cycle. When I get tired, I fall asleep. When I wake up, I wake up. And I go through the entire day like this. So if you're in that matzav where there's lo yoyim v'lo layla, it says in the pasuk, chukos ha-shamayim lo yishbosu. Yeah. The Torah never saw 2020. In the year 2020, there's no day and there's no night. For some of us, it's all one blob. It's all one state of confusion, chaos. If that's the situation, guess what? You have no shomer. And if you have no shomer, you're not allowed to eat until you do the mitzvah. Until you daven ma'ariv, or until you count sfira. So right now, in this tekufa, people have been saying this for a month, since we shut down, people have been saying is that you should daven mincha and ma'ariv as early as possible, according to halacha. Because technically, it's problematic to engage in activities before you daven mincha and ma'ariv. And the only reason why we're so lenient to the degree where we don't even think about it is because we have set times to daven mincha and ma'ariv every single day. There are minyanim, but there are no minyanim. And if you're not on a schedule, if you're on a schedule, okay, you maintain like many, many disciplined people. You see, this kufa now is really where you can separate the men from the boys. You can show me a person now, every single day, davens, shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, bidiyuk, at the same exact time. I take my hat off to this person. This is a real person, a person of discipline, person of this God is who has his life in order. It's an incredible thing.
But it's also healthier psychologically.
Of course.
To try to maintain at least some semblance of normalcy.
Of course. There are a lot of things that are healthy, but people, they drink, alcohol and they smoke and they do a lot of things they know is not healthy for their well-being. And there's a very big divide between what we know and what we do. But if we are in a matzav where there's no zman, then the halacha is different. The halacha demands that you daven mincha as early as possible. You daven ma'ariv as early as possible. You count sfira as early as possible. And here is where there'll be a nafkamina, because there are many people now who daven ma'ariv late. They don't want to be bothered. They'll daven ma'ariv 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and they will tell you, oh, I have a shomer. My wife always reminds me at 11 o'clock, did you daven ma'ariv? So I have a shomer for ma'ariv. So it's okay. I don't have to daven ma'ariv at 8 o'clock. I can daven ma'ariv at 11 o'clock because my wife's going to remind me. What about sefira? So now you can't say that. So your person today should really say sefira as early as possible. Because sefira, when your wife reminds you to daven ma'ariv, does she also remind you to count sefira? Is the same shomer who's reminding you, if a person today will tell you, I have a shomer to remind me to daven ma'ariv, is that same shomer that's reminding you to daven ma'ariv reminding you to count sefira? Many times not. Many times you know to daven ma'ariv. You convince yourself that you're not going to go to sleep before you daven ma'ariv. But you may not say sefira because sefira is something you don't ordinarily do. So now in our tekufa, when we don't have minyanim, you would be obligated almost to recite sefira as early as possible, even before ma'ariv. The only reason why we ordinarily eat and do all of our activities and then say sefira later on is because when you go to shul, they're going to count sefira as part of ma'ariv. But when you're davening as a yochid privately, you're not accustomed to always counting sefira at the end of ma'ariv. You can easily forget. So therefore, you can't say you have a shomer for sefira. You're challenged to even say that today you have a shomer for ma'ariv. So even though you may convince yourself, I'm not going to forget to daven ma'ariv, I don't want to daven ma'ariv now, I want to do whatever I want to go do, I'll daven ma'ariv at 11 o'clock at night. But when it comes to sefira, in our matziv, we should be obligated to count sefira ASAP. Okay, next quick halacha about sefira. Let's go to the basic halachas. If a person forgets to count sefira entirely, you don't count at all, nothing, not the day, not the week, zero, and the whole day goes by, and the next time you missed, it's now tseis hakechavim the next night. Sorry, you missed out, and mikanu lahaba, you cannot count sefira with a bracha. No more bracha for the remainder of sefira. The best you can do is ask someone to make the bracha, have kavana to be moitzi you, and then you yourself count the sefira. Next dilemma, what happens if you count the wrong day? You count, it comes time to come to shul and they count, and you say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Tonight is 13? Is it the guy, last night, the guy, 13? 13 was yesterday. I counted last yesterday, 13. So guess what? You made the mistake. You counted the wrong day. Now here is a Mishnah Berurah, which many people don't know. And it's a Feirush Mishnah Berurah. It's an incredible Mishnah Berurah. If you counted the wrong day, don't get worked up. The only time you cannot make a bracha is if, in addition to the wrong day, you counted the wrong week, or vice versa. In other words, if you counted today is 6 days, and really it was 7 days, which is 1 week, and you realize your mistake the next night, you're done, you're finished. Or let's say you get to day 14, okay? It's now, really it was supposed to be day 14. So you were really supposed to count yesterday. Today is 14 days, which is 2 weeks in the Omer. So what did you do? And what did you count instead? You said, today is 13 days, which is 1 week and 6 days. You made two mistakes. Number one, you counted the wrong day, and you counted the wrong week. You're really supposed to count day 13, not day 14. Number two, you were supposed to say it's 1 week in the Omer, and you counted 2 weeks in the Omer. You blew it. You blew it for the days, and you blew it for the weeks. Now, and a whole day went by, you can no longer count Sfira with a bracha. This is very important. But let's say you make a mistake between day 14 and day 15. Really, it was day 15. But you made a mistake. You said today is 14 days, which is 2 weeks in the Omer. And 24 hours passes and you made a mistake. Really, it was day 15, which is 2 weeks and 1 day in the Omer. Guess what? You can still continue counting with the bracha the next night because at least you got the weeks correct. Because you got the weeks correct, you counted today is 2 weeks in the Omer. At least you said it's 2 weeks. Good enough. The Mishnah Berurah says good enough.
Even though you missed a whole day counting?
Yes, the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Ferish of Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, I'll tell you where it is. The Mishnah Berurah says you got to mess up on both the days and the weeks. If you count today is 2 weeks in the Omer, even though you also said it is 15 days. You know, you got me thinking now. You know, so I'm confused now. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah is only discussing what you said. You know, so I have to go check this out again. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah's case only when you said like this. Today is, let's say the real day is 15. And you say today is 14 days, which is 2 weeks and 1 day in the Omer. So in that instance, what did you do? You counted 2 weeks and 1 day. So 2 weeks and 1 day adds up to 15 days. Is that the case of the Mishnah Berurah? Or the Mishnah Berurah is telling you that since you said 2 weeks, I'm pretty sure the Mishnah Berurah, even if you said 2 weeks and 1 day, as long as you say 2 weeks, that's what's important. Let me read the Mishnah Berurah. Let me read the Mishnah Berurah. Here it is. V'imta b'yamim, v'loy ta b'shavuos, oyshata b'shavuos, v'loy ta b'yamim, l'chatchila tzarech lachsav l'spar shuv b'os hayayim, v'loy bracha, aval im loy chazar, mamshich l'spar sh'or hayamim b'bracha.
Yes, that could be, even if you missed a whole day. Like at Chil, you should say it during the daytime.
No, that's a given. That's a given. That we're not discussing. That's Pashut. Everyone, yeah. Let's take a step back. Everyone knows that halacha. That if a person forgets to count at night, if you forget to count at night, so you can count by day without a bracha. A bracha. And then the following night, you can resume counting with a bracha. Here's the shaila. What happens at night? The night before. The truth was it was 6 days in the Omer. That's the truth. And you made a mistake. And you counted. Today is 7 days in the Omer, which is 1 week. And the next morning, you did not correct yourself. You did not correct yourself until the following night. And now you realize the following night that you made a mistake the previous night. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that in this instance, you can continue. In this case, you cannot count with the bracha. Yeah. You cannot. You know why? You made two mistakes. Number one, last night you said the wrong day, and last night you said the wrong week.
Both were wrong.
But let's say last night was really 7 days, and you by mistake counted 8 days. And what did you say? Today is 8 days in the Omer, which is 1 week and 1 day in the Omer. From the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma that you can, and a whole day passed, you didn't correct yourself, you can continue making a bracha the following evening. Why? Even though you counted the wrong day, it was really seven, and you by mistake counted that day as eight, but at least you got the week right.
Right.
It's 1 week. It's 1 week in the Omer. So there are two parts to Sfira. there is the counting of the day and the counting of the weeks. Right. You count the same week for 7 days. As long as at least you counted the week correctly. So in order to be prevented from making a beracha going forward, when you completely, when you made a real mistake and you did not correct yourself during the day, it's only where your error the previous night was an error both in the day and in the week. And that occurs at the transition points on day 7, day 14, day 21, day 28, 35, going forward. When you go to the transition points is where you make a mistake, and the mistake you made can be so critical where you made a mistake both in the day and in the week. Okay, next quick halacha. Do you say Ba'omer or Lo'omer? So this we discussed, Dr. Friedman mentioned this. Do you say the Mechaber does not make any mention of saying the word Lo'omer or Ba'omer at all? Today is 13 days, which is 1 week and 6 days, period. There's no need to conclude Lo Omer or Bo Omer. There is no mention of the words of the Mechaber. Whereas the Ramah injects into the Mechaber, Kedarkoi, Bo Omer. And this is the meaning of Nusach Ashkenaz, to conclude with the letter Beis. The Mishnah Berurah writes that many of us say Lo Omer. And as Rabbi Mayevsky mentioned before, no one says Lag Lo Omer. Everyone says Lag Bo Omer. How do you explain that? Even according to, look at Lubavitch, there they acquired Lag Bo Omer. Who doesn't go to the Lag Bo Omer parade? This year it's canceled because whatever. Police department, the mayor canceled the parade. There's no Lag Ba'Omer parade, but the Lubavitch, what do they say when they say? They say Lo Omer, for sure they say Lo with a Lamed. Yet, on their signs, on their parade signs, it's Lag Ba'Omer. Okay, there's Drush, there's an explanation of why that's so, but not for now, that's Drush, but that's it. Now, some, by the way, some hold that you should not. What would be the lumdis? What would be the lumdis? This is a very interesting idea. What would the lumdis be why you indeed should omit the word Omer entirely of the Mechaber? Or as Dr. Friedman mentioned, to say it in the middle, today is 12 days in the Omer. Put the word Omer after you count the days and then count the weeks. Today's 13 days in the Omer, which is 1 week and 6 days. Why would you want to do that? Or why would you want to put the word Omer in the beginning? So the answer given is, we mentioned this halacha when it came to Parsha Zohar. On Parsha Zohar, we discussed if it's correct for the Gabbai to make an announcement, everyone should have kavana to be yoytzei the mitzvah de'oraisa of Zechiras, Mechias Amalek. Is it proper to say that it's a mitzvah de'oraisa? So we discuss not necessarily, because not everyone holds it's de'oraisa. And even if you hold it it's de'oraisa, what exactly is de'oraisa? What is the de'oraisa? Is the de'oraisa the laning? Is the de'oraisa the remembrance? Is the de'oraisa going to war? There are many, many questions in halacha as to what exactly is the mitzvah. What element of the mitzvah is deraisa, what's not deraisa? And the Rambam writes very clearly that if a person has kavana to be yoytzei a mitzvah derabanan on a level of a deraisa, he violates the loisase of Baal Tosef. And if a person has kavana to be yoytzei what is truly a mitzvah deraisa on a rabbinic level, he violates the iser deraisa of Baal Tigra. So being that we lack clarity in what exactly is the mitzvah, the best thing is not to add too many words. Just say it's zman, to have kavana, to be yoytzei the mitzvah. Whatever the mitzvah is. Don't get into the details, because getting into the details will cause you more harm than good. Question. is sefiras ha'oimer e de'oiraiso or e de'rabbanan. This is a big dilemma. If a person has kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah on a de'oiraiso level, when it's truly only mid'rabbanan, according to the Rambam, he is in violation of Baal Tosef. And vice versa. So therefore, what we do, Mefarshim make this point, is that we make it very clear that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is not the Oraisa, in order that we should not be over on Baal Tosef. For example, at the end of Sfira we say, Harachamon hu yachazir lanu avoidas beis hamigdash limekoyma b'mehera v'yomenu amin selah. Why do you say that? Why do you say Harachamon immediately after you count Sefira? Because this Harachamon basically is a statement. It's basically the equivalent of saying this is a mitzvah zecher lemikdash. This is not a mitzvah. There is no mitzvah bizman hazeh. The mitzvah depends upon the bringing of the omer. If there is no omer, there is no mitzvah. So for us to go now and say that you mean mekayim the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, ye'over bal tosef, in order that we should not be nichshol in the Rambam's halacha of having a kavanah to be yotzei mitzvah d'oraisa, the rabbanu with a kavanah d'oraisa, we immediately say harachamun yachazel lana avoid the space hadash l'makom to remind us that this that we're doing now is a mid'rabbanan. It is a zecher for the Beis HaMikdash, and halavai, the day should come soon when we have a Beis HaMikdash, and we once again can do it on a biblical level. But right now, it's only a rabbinic mitzvah.
Rabbi, yes.
So there are so many people that are very against that nusach. Exactly what you just said. What does it say in the Art Scroll Siddur? Let me open up my Art Scroll Siddur, my Bible, and see what it says. What it says here in the nusach of the Hirni Mukhan Mzum L'Kaim Mitzvah. My father was a very big fan of the Hirni Mukhan. I never remember what my father said. It says, L'yached Hirni Mukhan Mzum L'Kaim Mitzvahs Aseh. It indeed says here, Mitzvahs Aseh. Shal Sviyas Oymer Kimoy Shukas B'Torah. So L'Kayim Mitzvahs Aseh. And Imamish says it. The Mefarshim, they deal with this. They struggle with this. The answer they give is either don't say the L'Shem Yichud, or say the L'Shem Yichud and omit these words, or if you don't want to omit these words, it doesn't mean that today it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It means we acknowledge that there is something in the Torah called the mitzvah sase d'oraisa of Sfiras HaOmer. We're not doing it. It's impossible. The facts speak for themselves. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But we're saying L'Shem Yichud. When you say L'Shem Yichud, you do the nusach of L'Shem Yichud, it's mitzvah saseh. That's also, they have the same issue when it comes to noshim, women, birchas hamazon. I remember this from 100 years ago. My sister told this to me, that in Beis Yaakov, and when the Lower East Side, they always used to sing lunchtime, Hinani Muchonu Mizim. I remember in Kiyam Magen Avram, we would sing, Hinini Muchonu Mizuman Lekayim Mitzvah Sase Shal Birchas Hamazon. Okay, there's a nigun that we would sing as that we're waiting to bench Hinini Muchonu Mizuman. So I remember that my sister told me that in Beis Yaakov on the Lower East Side, Rebbetzin Kahn, who was married, you know, to Rabbi Aaron Kahn, who has a very choshev shul here in Flatbush on East 18th Street and Avenue J, the host of Agud the Pirukah, the very popular koil in the morning, and they used to sing it. And one day, Rebbetzin Kahn told the girls to stop singing it. Why? Because someone was there listening, and they said, women can't say this, because women are not necessarily chayv in birchas hamozon de'oraisa. Because in the birchas hamozon, there's a mention of bris milah. Bris, yeah. And since Noshin, that's part of the rules of Birchas HaMazon, Kol Mishlomar Bris is not Yoytze Birchas HaMazon, it's a drasha, and since Noshin Nachayv and Bris Milah, Mimela, it takes away from the intensity of the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon as well, because they're compared one to another. I don't know at this moment all of the details, and it's a dilemma, if the fact that we that you're supposed to mention Bris Milah, to what degree does it take away from therefore their requirement on a biblical level to recite Birchas Hamazon? And some indeed hold not. And therefore, in order not to ruffle anyone's feathers, you should not say in the L'shem Yichud for Birchas Hamazon, an Isha should not say L'kayim Mitzvahs Aseh. So she told the girls to stop saying the L'shem Yichud before they recited in the name of her husband, Rabbi Kahn. I remember this from who knows how long ago. They should certain things remain with you. So most of the things, and I have no clue, for some reason, this thing, I don't know why I remember this thing, that Rabbi Kahn told them not to say the L'shem Yichud in Birchas Hamazon because of this dilemma in the Paiskim, if Noshim Achayiv on Birchas Hamazon on a biblical level, because part of Birchas Hamazon demands that you mention Bris Milah, and Noshim Apata from Bris Milah, to what degree does that affect the biblical requirement for them to recite Birchas Hamazon? So they should not say in the L'shem Yichud, L'kayim mitzvas asei shel Birchas Hamazon k'moy shekosav b'Torah. But for that matter, you can ask the same exact question, why when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer do many of us say L'shem Yichud, L'kayim mitzvas asei shel Sfiras HaOmer? And the answer is, that whoever, just because we say L'kayim Mitzvah Saseh doesn't mean that we are actually being L'kayim the Mitzvah Saseh. It means we acknowledge that in the Torah there is a Mitzvah Saseh. Are we able to be L'kayim this Mitzvah? No, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What we're doing today is only a Zecher L'Mikdash, but we acknowledge that the real Mitzvah is a Mitzvah Saseh. That's all it means when you say the L'shem Yichud. It doesn't mean more than that. Don't get carried away. Some people
would it be better to say
yes, L'kayim Amitz. So many indeed do that. Many hold what I just told you is not sufficient. It's too misleading, and they omit the words mitzvahs asay. In some siddurim, they omit those words, or they put those words in parentheses. In the article siddur, they do not. Interesting, they do not. Do they have a note? Let me go look over it one more time. Let me go look if they have a note. Sometimes in the new, a lot of these new editions.
Excuse me, I just want to add one thing. There's a big nafka mina on the first night, according to some who say on the first night, since they didn't have, when you make the bracha on the first night, because since they didn't count on the first night till after the katsira, that you shouldn't say at least on the first night bench during Myriv. You should wait till after the seder when they would have made the bracha of Rishas HaBeis HaMikdash. It's an interesting
right matter. That's the first night, right? It would not be
first
not
night, the first night, at least if you're meaning is to count during Myriv, not the first night, you shouldn't do it
because they did not yet caught the Oimer.
If it's Kamosha Kosov Batorah, they didn't count
on Kamosha Kosov Batorah, Kamosha Kosov Batorah,
okay. And the Katsira was late after they came home from the Katsira, they went to the base up because she counted,
correct. The first night, there are a lot of interesting shots on the first night. Okay, maybe we'll talk a little bit tomorrow about it. All right, over here in the article, there's no note. There's no apology. There is no apology, but you're saying very good. But the Poskim do say that one of the reasons why we do say Rachman Yachsil Lono avoid the space and Mukoima is in order that we should, like the Rambam, in that being that it's only a Midrabanan, according to many, we should know it's Midrabanan because if we have Kavan to be Yoitz on a biblical level, that can be a violation of Baal Tosef. That is same exact answer is given Dr. Friedman what he mentioned before as to why the Mechaber omits the word La'omer. And even those who do it in the word La'omer or Bo'omer, they put it either in the beginning or in the middle, not at the end. So it should not be a Shlemus. If what we do is very problematic, we say today is 13 days, which is 1 week, and 6 days in the Omer. What do you mean the Omer? What Omer? What Omer? What are you talking about, Omer? By saying the Omer, you're implying we have here a real mitzvah deraisa, Sviasa Omer. What are you talking about? There's no mitzvah deraisa b'sman hazeh. There is no Omer. What are you making up? Maybe making up things over here. You're implying that b'sman hazeh is a mitzvah deraisa. You're over on Baal Tosef. It's a mitzvah bo be'avera. You're doing a mitzvah which involves an avera. So in order to remember that it's not really the real mitzvah deraisa, who asked you to say the word Omer? Today is 13 days, which is 1 week and 6 days. That's it. That's enough. Leaving out the word Omer is a technique in reminding ourselves that it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's only a zecher l'mikdash. And by extension, what else? By extension, harachamon hu yachzer lana avoid the space hamigdash l'makoma b'mehir b'yomein sela. Some hold if you leave out the word la'omer entirely, what, you know, it's like today people they're making jokes. Nothing's a joke anymore. All the jokes, if you notice, came to a very quick end when people started getting sick and dying. But before people started getting sick and dying, there were a lot of jokes. And one of the popular jokes was, every night, every, the family gets together. Hayoim, today is 13 days in quarantine, which is 1 week and 6 days. 1 week and 6 days of quarantine. Okay, people, so if you're not going to say the word Omer, what are you counting? You're counting quarantine? You're counting until the playoffs? What are you counting? What's the counting? You got to say the word Omer. As a Peshara, put the Omer in the wrong place. Put it in the beginning or put it in the middle, but don't put it at the end as a way of showing that it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. All right, we got to stop here, okay?